Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Don Hughes, director of the Washington Community Theater's production of The Curious Savage, taking place March 11th through the 12th and 18th through the 20th at the Washington Community Center. Don, you are directing the next upcoming production for the Washington Community Theater called The Curious Savage. Could you give a somewhat brief synopsis on what this play is about?
Sure. The main character is Ethel Savage. She is the second wife of the now deceased Jonathan Savage. When she married her husband, she inherited three stepchildren, and she put her life on hold for the children and her husband. And when he passed away and the children never really warmed up to her, she decided to use all this money that he left her to go after some of the crazy things that she always wanted to do but never got around to it. And while she was having so much fun doing it, she's gotten to the point where she wants to open a memorial fund in her husband's name to help other people achieve their crazy life goals. The stepchildren don't like that plan. They consider that money to be, well, more theirs than anyone. So amidst her craziness, they put her into a facility called the Cloisters, which I guess it's loaded up with people who are more reality challenged than anything. They're harmless, charming people, but somewhere along the way, they have a little trouble dealing with reality. And then the news comes out that all the money is gone. So, it's mostly about her making friends with the people inside, and you really start to wonder if the people who should be inside are really the stepkids. And she keeps playing some good games, and it's a pretty charming story, makes some good connections.
Now, I normally think of you as the Washington High School band director. How many plays does this make, or productions, for you directing for the community theater?
This is my second non-musical show. I've been in three non-musical shows. Most of the time I do spend in the pit. I'm not even sure how many musicals I've done out here.
What do you like out of directing a non-musical production?
There are less goats to round up. The first time I did a show, I was setting the stage for our first rehearsal, and the actors were looking around trying to figure out what they were going to do with all this extra space, because I'm planning on choreography, and I don't have to deal with the choreography, don't have to deal with the musical numbers. We can just get into the nitty-gritty of the show. It's kind of nice to leave the music away for a little bit.
Take a little break from it.
Yeah.
The main character, it's Ethel, right?
Ethel P. Savage.
Ethel P. Savage. Would you like to share who is playing that character and how large the cast is?
Margo Chase is playing Ethel Savage. Or she's Margo Ramsey now, I'm sorry. Margo Ramsey. And she's been in a number of shows. She's directed a few shows out here. The cast is 11 people. I'm really excited about this cast. They've all been on the stage many, many times. I'm really enjoying this vibe. One of the things that I like to do is give the actors as kind of as much room to find them, their characters, find themselves. If they have ideas, go for it. And it's a very creative cast. And the show has just kind of come to life. And then I just kind of started by pushing them around, say, hey, you should move here, you should move here. And they've taken it and they've run with it. And it's really their show.
And how big is the, I guess, group of people, working behind the scenes, the tech positions?
Not very large, actually. It's only one set. So I have Dawn Schindler as my stage manager, assistant director, doing everything when I'm not around, and she is awesome. And Kat Nelson has built the set for us. So I think we're just looking at a light board, soundboard, and the actors will do all the rest. I forgot my wife, Lisa. She'll beat me for that.
Yes.
She's doing all her costumes. Krista Gall is helping her out.
Anything else you'd want to share of what people can kind of expect from the show or why people should come check it out?
It's a funny show. There are laughs all over the place. I think once the cast get some bodies in the seats, they're going to be surprised at how many laughs really come up. Some are subtle. Some are pretty obvious. I've seen the thing many, many times, and I still laugh and smile. Yeah, the cast is, like I said, the cast is great. You're going to have a good time.
Well, wrapping things up, would you like to share when the performances are for The Curious Savage and cost of admission?
Shows are March 11, 12, 18 and 19, that's a two Fridays and two Saturdays, 7:30, and then March 20th, Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Tickets are $12 for adults and $6 for students.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Don Hughes, director of the Washington Community Theater's production of The Curious Savage, taking place March 11th through the 12th and 18th through the 20th at the Washington Community Center. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.